A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Yeah, Tony McGinley with us for A Problem Shared. Tony, good morning to you and thanks for joining me this morning.
And a very good morning to you, Jerry.
Okay, get your queries and questions in for Tony. Now, we're going to go to a query here, Tony. It comes in from someone who says, they retired a few years ago. My wife is in good health and her two children have done fairly well in the world. My problem is I feel lonely and, for want of a better word, empty at times. The bleakness and aimlessness have become an issue. I'm well aware that I should be involved in active social life, but I just can't seem to find the focus.
Yeah. No, the first thing I'd say there is that sounds as if there might be a bit of depression going on. And so the first thing I would say there is he needs to talk to his doctor. And, you know, it may not be depression because, you know, in a situation like that, it's not uncommon for someone who has been working all their lives and suddenly they're retired and everything seems bleak. There's nothing to get them out of bed in the morning. They have no particular focus. So, in addition to going and talking with your doctor, I would suggest, very much, strongly suggest that you get stuck in and look at what you are doing on your day-to-day. You know, write it down on a sheet of paper, make a time sheet of it. What are you doing? You're having your breakfast. What do you do after your breakfast? And so on and so forth. And, you know, start to fill in the gaps. Because if you're not focused, if you don't have someone to talk to, if you're not actually with your hands doing something, gardening, painting, whatever, fixing things, making things, art, you know, take up a course, whatever, in art or something like that. You know, get stuck in, try different things. Now, you're probably your first attempts, you'll feel, oh, that's not working. But give it a chance, give it a few weeks, and you know, but the most important thing is, I think, have a chat with your doctor. And, you know, it may not be depression, but depression does hit a lot of people like that. You know, at least 25% of people have some little bit. You know, I've felt a wee bit depressed from time to time myself. But, you know, it can be very easily dealt with. And I think the most important thing is to have literally a schedule. So you wake up in the morning, oh gee, I'm meeting Johnny and I'm doing A, B and C, and then later on in the day I'm going here and I'm having a bit of coffee with so-and-so down the town later on. You know, that's the sort of day you want to arrange for yourself, because otherwise, from being active and having an active mind, it can be very, very sort of depressing, bleak. I think you use the word bleak. Bleak and aimless is exactly what it will become if you're not focused.
Yeah, and there's no reason for it to be like that if there isn't something more serious going on. But would the key thing, Tony, be to be more, like, if you're trying something, stick at it. Give it sustained time of effort to try and find the thing that may engage you and get you socially active?
Absolutely. And not try one thing, but try about four things at one time. Because, you know, two or three of them will fail, one of them might stick. You know, so get really stuck in.
Okay, that's one thing that's definitely needed. Okay, we have another query here from a listener who gets in touch. Says, my sister has a three-year-old daughter and they visit us quite often. Her daughter has an annoying habit of constantly interrupting a conversation and she will do just about anything to get attention. If I correct her in this, my sister gets offended and defends her behaviour, saying she's only a child. I think children should be taught courtesy and respect even from a young age.
No, I'd agree that children have to be trained, and they have to be trained from a very young age. But that what that appears to me to be is attention seeking. And when a child wants to get attention, sometimes they're gentle about it and say, can show me how to do this or do, you know, something like that. But others will develop because they find it works. Children are very clever in one way. They ignore things that don't work and they really stick to the things that work. And if, you know, coming in and interrupting or doing something to get attention gets attention, they'll keep doing it. So now, as hard as it might be for you, my advice is to entirely ignore what's going on. She could be singing and dancing around the place. Ignore it. continue talking to or reading or whatever you're doing, continue it as if nothing was happening. And don't get cross. If you get cross, that's a reaction that, you know, it's better than no reaction. That's the way the child's mind would work. So basically, ignore the behavior entirely, unless, of course, there's danger or something like that, you have to get up and stop something that's happening. But if it's just, you know, childish sort of noise and dancing around the place, ignore it. And in time, it may take a few weeks, but in time, that child will learn very quickly that it doesn't work with you.
And what would you say to those, say, look, she's only three. I mean, is that not too young to be intervening in this way?
Even at 2 years of age, they behave that way. I know this because my wife was really big into child psychology, and she had a school for young, very young children, and Montessori it used to be called. And it's something that I grew up with myself, you know, with our children. And it's the only way to go. If you act on the behavior as you would with an adult, it'll have the absolute negative effect with the child.
And what you're saying, Tony, is not to intervene, not to give out, not to get, just don't reward the antics looking for attention.
It's like somebody turns on a big loud radio and you want to say, will you turn that damn thing off?
Yes.
Ignore it.
Yeah.
Leave it play.
You're not intervening in a way that offends the sister, shall we say, that gets her defensive.
You are intervening in the most probable way for it to work.
Yes.
And that is by entirely ignoring what's going on. And I'll near enough write you a check and promise you that, you know, in a week or two or whatever, a few weeks, that will stop the behavior with you anyway.
Yes, in I suppose in yours. But then again, as the thing is, this is her niece they're talking about there. There's only so much you can do or should do. It kind of is up to the parents. They're the primary instructors, Tony, aren't they?
Yes, this person will be doing the best possible thing by doing nothing. So it's a win-win situation. She cannot lose.
It is hard not to jump in and kind of go, but you have to have that patience.
Exactly. If she can hold herself back and just continue the conversation, if there's a conversation going on, continue the conversation as if nothing was happening. Totally ignore. Don't even look at the child. And in a week or two, that behavior, with you anyway, will stop.
Okay, and that's the way, that's, I suppose, the way to look at it in terms of that. It can be very tempting to try and correct, though, can't it, and step in when
you really want to fly in.
You're
there.
You're not doing the right job with that child there, you know. Here's
well,
what
the
you
old way
do.
Was that you would give the child a smack, and that, of course, was very, very wrong. But it's if you want to deal with an adult, that's the same way you deal with an adult. If an adult is making noise or whatever, what they're looking for is attention. And if they don't get the attention, they soon give up. And that's how it works.
That's the thing. Yeah, that's the thing. Enjoy the child. Be happy the child is healthy, says
exactly.
Another listener, Tony.
If you can look at it and see the fun in it, you know. I mean, this is... can be very, very funny to watch, provided it's not getting under your skin. And let it happen and just see. I mean, maybe the child won't respond, but in 80% of cases, the response will be very quick within a week or two, and you'll have won the battle without opening your mouth.
And that is... That is part of the way to go. And look, understand this is natural for children. They do this. It's one of the things how they form their attitudes, their opinions, their behaviours, the word I'm looking for, Tony, in relation to it. It's not to get cross with the child for that, because it's 100% a natural thing to do.
There's nothing to get cross with the child about. It's perfectly natural behaviour. But if it's then getting results, it gets more and more. That's the child will ramp up the behaviour to to get the response when it's not coming. So once you break the cycle, it generally just fades away.
Okay. All right, Tony. Listen, brilliant stuff as always. Thanks very much for talking to us again this week with A Problem Shared. If you have any queries or questions for Tony McGinley, then get in touch with us on the programme for A Problem Shared. Get him into us now. You can email the more detailed ones to Kerry today at radiokerry.ie or text or WhatsApp them to 083 300 3300, and we'll pass them on to Tony in time for next week.